Is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities are investigating last night's crash that killed the pilot of a small air tanker used to fight the Kruger Rock Fire near Estes Park. The plane had new night vision firefighting capabilities. Meanwhile, crews are making progress on the fire that started yesterday and slowed overnight. Some evacuation orders are being lifted, and the Larimer County Sheriff says the fire was probably sparked by a downed power line. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is behind a bill to provide more funding for a new National Guard program to help fight wildfires. It uses satellites, drones, sensors, and cameras to help map and track fires. State officials are being urged to commit $150 million in federal pandemic funds to improve the mental health of young Coloradans. CPR's John Daly reports.
The governor and state leaders pledged in May to spend $550 million in one-time money for mental health needs. Children's Hospital Colorado and other groups want a third to go to those younger than 24. Jefferson County dad Jim Wigand struggled to get care for his daughter until finding a residential treatment center 1,500 miles away in Georgia.
I don't see them as gaps. I see them as black holes. Systems are just failing the families and kiddos over and over again.
The group says only a fifth of youth who have a mental illness with severe impairment now get care. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Temperatures in the mid-30s along the Front Range at this hour, 52 degrees for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.